I'm Vanessa Phelan with the latest news, sports, and weather. This morning, the government, unions, and healthcare providers are meeting in Strassen to address the long-standing issues of Luxembourg's National Health Fund. The quadripartite will review the financial situation of the CNS and discuss ways to ensure the long-term stability of the health insurance system. A press conference is scheduled for this evening to present the outcomes of the discussions. Vianden's annual nut market once again filled the town with thousands of visitors yesterday, celebrating a rich local tradition dating back to 1935, with stalls offering everything from nut schnapps to cakes and oil. Vianden celebrates its beloved nut with music, a bustling market, and countless nut-based delicacies like brandy and liqueurs and even sausages. Counting calories is strictly off-limits at the nut market. French President Emmanuel Macron unveiled a reshuffled government on Sunday, led again by Prime Minister Sébastien Lecornu, aiming to break political deadlock and pass a crucial austerity budget. The lineup, a mix of old and new faces, is Lecornu's second attempt at bringing together a team to overcome months of deadlock and pass a much-needed austerity budget through a deeply divided parliament. Travelers entering Europe's Schengen zone are to face a new reality as the European Union begins replacing passport stamps with biometric checks, marking the start of its long-delayed automated border system. Hotly debated for nearly a decade, the system has raised concerns among transport providers and passengers, who fear it could lead to longer queues at airports and train stations. Finally, Hamas is set to release all surviving hostages today in exchange for Palestinian prisoners held by Israel, as U.S. President Donald Trump headed to the region for a peace summit, having declared the war over. The Israeli military confirmed that a Red Cross convoy was on its way to pick up a first group of 20 living Israeli hostages. For more on these stories and for the latest news, check out today.lu. Turning now to sport. Rugby league defector Carter Gordon was rushed back into the Australia squad named today to tour Japan and Europe, bolstering Australia's depleted playmaking stocks. Former All Blacks prop Aidan Ross was named as a potential debutant in the 34-player squad alongside uncapped scrum half Kalani Thomas. The Kansas City Chiefs righted the ship with a convincing 30-17 NFL victory over the in-form Detroit Lions on Sunday as the Baltimore Ravens remained in free fall. Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes threw for three touchdowns and ran for another as Kansas City rebounded from a shock loss to the Jacksonville Jaguars and snapped Detroit's four-game winning streak. Can't get enough sport? Then head over to today.lu.
The weather is brought to you by
CMCM, your health mutual for extra coverage.
After a cloudy and misty start, our top morning temperatures should reach about 11 or 12 degrees. The afternoon should bring a few sunny spells and milder temperatures of between 14 and 16 degrees.